Hi friend, yay, I am so delighted to talk with you today. How was last week? Did you learn anything new? What did you do with it? I'm hoping that by now you're learning or you're practicing the skill of reading your Bible. It is so important. Now this week, can you guess what we are talking about? You should know by now. Yes, we are talking about prayer. And prayer is so important, guys. Prayer is two-way communication with God. So prayer means that's not just talking at God. You're not just yeah all the time, but you actually take the time to listen to God as well. Okay, so it's two-way. You know, the communication goes two-way, to God and from God. That is prayer. And we've talked about the fact that we talk to God about everything. We talk to God at anytime, okay? When you're sleeping, when you're awake, when you're in a crowd, when you're alone, you can talk to God. You can talk to God kneeling down, you can talk to God lying down, you can raise your arms, close your eyes so you don't get distracted, open your eyes if you know you will not be distracted, pray out loud, shout your prayers, say your prayers in your mind. God just wants us to talk to Him in any way, you know, just like you have a friend that you like to talk to. Sometimes we send messages, sometimes we send emails, sometimes we send notes, exactly that way. So, you know, it doesn't always have to be in one particular place. You don't always have to be kneeling down by your bed to pray. Pray in the bus, pray in the car, pray while you're having breakfast, pray while you're having a conversation, pray in the middle of a test. No matter what is going on, you can pray. And prayer is important because, first of all, God tells us to pray. And we understand that God is God. We have to obey Him, right? Even Jesus, when He was on earth, Jesus is God. And even Jesus prayed when He was on earth. Prayer is powerful, all right? God commands us to pray. God answers prayer. The Bible says He didn't just call us to look for Him or to call to Him or to seek Him in vain without a result. No, God answers. There are results when we pray. Prayer strengthens us. Prayer strengthens us. It helps us to be stronger spiritually and emotionally and mentally. Can you believe that? Prayer strengthens us, it strengthens the way we think, it strengthens how we feel, and it strengthens our relationship with God. Prayer brings us closer to God. You feel closer to God. You feel the presence of God more when you spend time praying. It's like there is internet everywhere, right? But unless you turn on the internet on the phone or the Wi-Fi, you wouldn't connect to it. It wouldn't be near you. So prayer is kind of like that switch that we turn on to feel God, to connect to God. It's like, oh, there's electricity in the house, but you have to switch on the electricity for you to have light. If you don't switch it on, you would not have light. So prayer is that switch. Without it, we will not feel the presence, we will not feel the closeness of God. And, you know, prayer is beautiful because it is so easy. And God has actually, you know, we don't have to guess it. We don't have to say, oh, what do we do? What do we not do? How can we do this? No, that's why the Bible is wonderful. The Bible has just given us an outline on how we can pray. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about what we do before we pray. Before you pray, you need to believe that God hears you and that God will answer. Okay, the Bible says He only rewards those that seek Him. Okay, He rewards those who seek Him. He rewards those who believe that He is and who believe that He will reward them, that He would answer them. Those are the people that God answers. All right, so you can't just not believe that God exists or not believe that God will answer and pray. It won't work. You have to trust, believe in your heart and trust Him. That is the key. You have to trust that the Bible is the word of God. You have to trust that prayer works. All right, people, let's move on. You have to forgive anyone who wronged you. This is so important. When we don't forgive people, it's like we're wearing a dirty outfit that doesn't smell like us, that doesn't look like us. Okay, you take something from somebody else and you put it on yourself. But when you forgive, whatever it was, you give it back, and then you are recognizable. If we want God to forgive our sins, we need to forgive others. You can't come unrecognizable, carrying bits and pieces from all the people that have wronged you and putting on yourself. So your sister upset you, you're putting that on. Your friend in school upset you, you're putting that on. Mommy upset you, you're putting that on. Your teacher upset you, you're putting that on. Your auntie upset you, you're putting that on. And you're putting all of that, and then you get into God's presence, and God is like, who is this? I don't understand. You know, you just look very confusing. But you have to let go, all right? And then you also have to know what the Bible says we need to pray about. Guys, this is so important. Now, let me ask you a question. It's easier going to your dad and saying, "Dad, you promised to buy us ice cream on Friday. You said we'll go to Miguelato to buy it." Or saying, "Dad, please, we want ice cream. Please, please, please. We know you're busy and that you're working, but please just stand up and drive us there. Please." Which is easier? It's easier to remind him of something he has already promised and hold him to his word than to try to convince him of something that he is not interested in doing. Okay, so that's exactly why we need to pray with the word of God. We go to God with his word and say, "Father, your word says in so and so place that so and so thing, and therefore I ask for it in the name of Jesus." Isn't that fantastic? And then during prayer, people, this is so important. Things we need to focus on. All right, you need to praise God. Tell him the things that are great about him, the things that you love about him. Okay, we've talked about the fact that you need to pray scripture. You don't just come up with things in your head, okay? Because you might just not get an answer. You know, you have to have like, "Oh, God said this, God promised this, God wants me to have this, and then I can go ask for it." Then be passionate. Don't just pray in Jesus' name. "Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Bless everybody in Jesus' name. Amen." If somebody was talking to you like that, how would you feel? It would be boring. Can you just imagine? You want to ask your mom for something, and you just go, "Hello, mommy, how are you? Mommy, please, can I have a book? Thank you." Like, how does that even sound? Okay, when we are praying, be passionate. Mean what you say. Mean it. Pray with your whole heart. Don't be distracted. Don't pray just boring prayers. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, like, it doesn't have to be a whole book long prayer. But even if it's a simple prayer of, "Father, I am grateful," let it come from your heart. Then be intentional. Don't just talk anyhow. You know, some people just come to pray and they just do, You can't even talk to certain people that way. It doesn't make sense. All right? So when we come to pray to God, let's be intentional. Let's not be vague. All right? Let's have a goal. "Oh, I am praying about this." You know, when we are really young, it's okay to just freestyle. But as we grow older, we need to be more intentional. If you look at the prayers that were prayed in the Bible, look at somebody like Jesus. When Jesus was praying in John chapter 17, you could see that his prayers were not all over the place. He was praying for certain people for a particular purpose. When you see the Apostle Paul praying in the Bible, he's not just praying all over the place, just, you know, whatever is coming to his mind. No, he's praying about certain things in line with what he's talking to the people about. All right, so let's be intentional. Not you go to prayer and say, "Father, I thank you for my teacher. Then, then I thank you for my mother. Then bless us. Then, you know," and then you don't even know what you're saying. You just want to fulfill all righteousness. We are growing up, okay? All right, as you are growing up, you need to get more mature and do things better. So be intentional with your prayers. Then what do we do after we pray? You give thanks, all right? And it's very easy when you talk to your mom, "Mom, can I have this?" Or you're talking like, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, mommy. Thank you, daddy." You know, We just do that. Even if you're writing a letter, have you written formal letters in school yet? When you're writing a letter, you know, you just tell the person thank you or thanks for, or you're talking to somebody on the phone, thanks for listening. Even when you're doing a show, people tell you, oh, thanks for watching. All right, so you thank God for listening to your prayers. You let him know that you trust him to answer. And then you listen, you guys. If you've not listened for what God is going to say after you've prayed, then you have not finished praying. Okay? So you have to be watchful. God is going to answer. The answer might be a no. The answer might be a wait. The answer might be a yes. The answer might be a go here. The answer might be a do this. The answer might come in different ways, but God will answer. So pay attention. After you pray, just that day, just pay attention. What are you thinking about? Okay? When you are praying, when you are reading your Bible, what are you thinking about? What are the thoughts? What are those things that you're thinking? That you think that you're the one that is thinking them? All right? Pay attention to them. What's happening around you? Is somebody doing something different? Are people saying things that might be an answer to your prayer? This is how we grow a relationship with God, guys. We do it by paying attention, by listening, by being watchful. Okay? And then when God gives us instructions, obey. Obey. It is key. Don't be like the person that, you know, heard the wise. Remember, we did the story of the wise and the foolish man last week. They heard what God was saying. The foolish man heard what God was saying, but he didn't do anything with it. And then when Wahala came and there was trouble, he didn't know how to handle it. His entire life came down to shreds. You know, the storms of life beat him black and blue, and his house was torn down. All right, so do what God asks you to do. All right, so let's talk a little bit about why some prayers are not answered. Well, like we said, first thing is unbelief. If you don't believe that God is going to answer, like, why should he? He doesn't have anything to prove to you. You have to come to God trusting him, okay? Sin, doing what God does not want, can block your prayers, especially when you're doing it deliberately. I can't be deliberately doing wrong things and wrong stuff and then I'm still going to God. He's not an ATM machine, okay? He is the God of the entire universe. He is the God of the entire world. He created heaven, he created earth, he created us. And so we need to respect him and honor him, okay? You have to listen to God, listen to his instructions, all right? Don't just pray because you want to, you know, I can pray for a new dress simply because I want to show everybody else in my class that I have this. Do you understand? You can't just pray for your pride. You can't just pray just to make other people feel bad, okay? You can't just pray so that other people will know how to pray and be like, I like how you pray. You know how to pray. Your mommy has taught you how to pray. And so you're just saying words to feel important. The Bible says you've already gotten your attention from people. God doesn't need to give his attention. Can you imagine? Or you're just saying empty words. You know, some of us, we just, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take, you know, we don't mean them. We're just saying the same thing over and over every day. We don't mean it. It's not coming from our heart. Those are some reasons why prayers are not answered. Another reason that I'm going to talk about, or the last reason I'm going to talk about, is that prayers are sometimes not answered because we give up. We give up too soon. There's something called importunity, people. You keep praying. The Bible says keep asking, keep knocking, keep seeking. You know, you might pray about it and then you don't get an answer, and then you go back and say, what does the Bible say about this? But God, you promised this in your word, and you keep staying there till you receive an answer. It can now tell you, okay, I'm not going to do this thing, or I'm going to do it later, but you keep at it till God gives you an answer. All right, so we are done for today. Do you remember your memory verse? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 to 18. It says, pray all the time, thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. All right, and that is such a beautiful verse. Now we are going to pray together. just for the next couple of seconds. I want you to first of all just start with praising God. Bow your head down, close your eyes so you don't get distracted. And just begin to tell God what you love about Him. Begin to say, Father, you are awesome. Father, you are wonderful. You are great. You are mighty. You are God all by yourself. You are dependable. You are faithful. You are loving. You are kind. Whatever else you know about God, call Him names that you know about Him. Tell Him all the good things that you've heard about Him. Now, is there anything that is wrong that you have done or you have said? Or maybe you've not even done or said it, but you have thought it in your mind. Why don't you just tell God about it? And tell Him you are sorry about it. And tell Him that you are not going to do it again, that He should help you not to do it again. Is there anything that you need? Why don't we just ask God for it right now? Or maybe not just you. What about people all over the world that you've heard of, or somebody that is sick, or somebody that needs something, or somebody that, you know, it doesn't have to be even intangible. It can be wisdom. It can be help. It can be light. It can be health. It can be food. It can be money. It can be school fees. It can be books. It might even be a dog, or you want to get ice cream on the weekend. Just talk to God about what you need. And now begin to say, Father, thank you. Thank God for everything He has done. Show your gratitude to God and thank Him for everything He is going to do. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with me. I really enjoy talking to you. See you next week. Remember, keep praying. Never stop praying. Tell God about whatever is going on. Nothing is too small or too big, okay? Practice praying, okay? Every day, morning, noon, night, and in the night. We love you. God bless you. Bye. Thank you.